This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Team USA wins its first gold at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
Lindsay Jacob Ellis wins gold for the U.S. in her snowboard cross final, riding hard all the way to the line. The 36-year-old avoided making the same mistake that cost her the title in 2006, falling during the final jump at the Games in Turin.
There's good news this morning about COVID from the World Health Organization. It says coronavirus cases in the U.S. fell 50% in the past week. Cases fell 17% worldwide. The number of deaths around the world is down 7%, says the WHO. In Washington, a Republican lawmaker is apologizing for cursing at a Democrat after she asked him to put on a mask. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Kentucky Republican Hal Rogers has issued a statement apologizing to a fellow lawmaker in the latest dust-up over wearing masks inside Congress. According to Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty, the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, she asked Rogers to put on his mask when they entered an elevator together on the way to a vote. Rogers agreed, then took the mask off when they got off the elevator. When the two went to board a train in the Capitol complex, Beatty says she once again asked Rogers to put his mask on. She told the Associated Press, "He poked me in the middle of my back and said, 'Get on the train.'" Her response, "Don't you ever touch me." According to Beatty, Rogers replied with an expletive. Rogers said that he later met with Beatty to express his regret and that his words were not acceptable. Jennifer King, Washington.
Now to the truckers in Canada protesting vaccine mandates. They've been partially blocking the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, preventing traffic from entering Canada. One Canadian official calls the bridge one of the most important border crossings in the world. This is AP News. Congress is working to keep the money flowing. The AP's Tim McGuire has this.
A bipartisan bill that extends last year's funding levels through March 11th was passed by the House 272 to 162. Just one Democrat voting along with more than three-fourths of the Republicans against it. The measure now goes to the Senate, and if it's passed there, to President Joe Biden for his signature before the government loses spending authority on the 18th of this month. Congressional leaders say they hope the more than one-month extension will give the budget bargainers enough time to reach agreement on overall spending and to write the 12 appropriations bills. The federal fiscal year begins October 1st, and it has been about a quarter century since Congress has passed all of its budget bills on time. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A record 31.5 million Americans plan to bet on the Super Bowl this year. That from the American Gaming Association. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.